For WCYB Digital Radio, This Week in Tech. From the New York Times, a bill that would force the sale of TikTok by its Chinese owner, ByteDance, or ban it outright, was passed by the U.S. Senate and signed into law by President Biden. The law will allow the app to continue operating in the United States, but only if ByteDance sells it within 270 days. This decision is likely to face legal challenges and possible resistance from Beijing, which could block the sale or export of the technology. It additionally remains unclear who has the resources to buy TikTok, since it will most likely carry a hefty price tag. Many artificial intelligence tools need an internet connection to a massive computing data center in order to work. But Microsoft announced a new AI designed for phones and PCs that doesn't require that connection, according to CNET. The company's effort to build more efficient AI is part of a trend to squeeze the impressive capabilities of chatbots, such as ChatGPT, Meta's Llama, Google's Gemini, and others, into smaller apps that can run on computers and phones. After a barrage of bad news and a sharp drop in profits at Tesla, CEO Elon Musk is looking to reassure investors that the company is still on a long-term path to growth, according to NPR. Experts assess that Musk had appeased Wall Street by promising to release new vehicle models, including more affordable cars, earlier than anticipated, claiming they would be available as early as next year. The company is also looking to expand its robo-taxi service, coined the Cybercab. It is currently unknown when these vehicles will take to the market. Tech giant Cisco Systems joined Microsoft and IBM in signing a Vatican-sponsored pledge to ensure artificial intelligence is developed and used ethically and to benefit the common good, AP News reports. The pledge outlines key pillars of ethical and responsible use of AI, highlighting principles of transparency, inclusion, responsibility, impartiality, and security as necessary to guide all developments. From TechCrunch, an ex-NSA hacker and ex-Apple researcher launched a startup to protect Apple devices. The company, called W, aims to create high-quality security and has yet to decide on the full list of modules offered. Products, however, will have software that detects and blocks untrusted code and monitoring for anomalous DNS network traffic, which can uncover malware. The co-founders plan to keep their company independent, which will allow them to focus on developing their technology further. Meta's AI assistant is fun to use, but it can't be trusted, according to the New York Times. Despite founder Mark Zuckerberg's high hopes for the chatbot, it reportedly struggles with facts, numbers, and web searches. The free tool is baked into apps that billions of people use every day, making it the most aggressive push yet from a big tech company to bring artificial intelligence to the mainstream. Despite shortcomings with basic search queries, experts say the chatbot does excel in other areas, such as editing previously written work, creating study guides, and generating images. For WCYB Digital Radio, that's This Week in Tech. Check back next week for more updates.